Live Updates: Trump Holds Nebraska Rally. By Tony Lee on October 27, 2020. President Donald Trump will hold a Tuesday evening rally in Omaha, Nebraska. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 9:52 p.m., Trump heads to must-win Arizona tomorrow after spending the night in Las Vegas, Nevada. 9:50 p.m., while concluding his rally, Trump predicts the great red wave is coming. Trump predicts he is going to win everything on election night. 9:45 p.m., Trump says he will end the country's reliance on China in the next 4 years and says that's already begun. Largely already begun. 9:43 p.m., Trump says Biden's insane immigration plan will open borders and make every community into a sanctuary city. 9:42 p.m., Trump says the Green New Deal will wipe out ethanol and he says he will always defend ethanol. He asks if Nebraska likes ethanol, and says he needed that little bit of assurance. 9:40 p.m., Trump says for decades politicians spent trillions rebuilding foreign nations, fighting foreign nations, and defending foreign borders. He says we are now protecting our nation, rebuilding our cities, and bringing our jobs, factories, and troops back to the USA. 9:36 p.m., Trump name-checks Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts and Senator Deb Fischer, Arnie. Trump says she is his favorite senator from the state of Nebraska, by far. Trump also mentions Senator Joni Ernst, Arya, is in attendance. Senator Ben Sass, Arnie, nowhere to be found. 9:35 p.m., Trump claims Obama had 12 people and 7 cars. Trump says Obama had no people. Trump says Obama brought Bon Jovi and increased the crowd by 22 people. 9:33 p.m., Trump predicts he is going to win big. Trump says the Democrats were feeling okay a few weeks ago but are not feeling so good now because they are looking at the polls and saying that these are not good numbers. 9:32 p.m., Trump warns if Biden wins, the flag-burning rioters will take over the government. We are so far ahead, this is going to be bigger than 4 years ago, Trump says before telling the crowd to vote. I ask you one little favor, get the hell out and vote. The great red wave. 9:30 p.m., Trump again talks about wanting to kiss every man and woman at his rally because he felt like he had lifetime immunity. Trump predicts it's COVID, COVID, COVID in the media, and guarantees you won't be hearing much about this on November 4th. 9:29 p.m., Trump says he just threw away the coronavirus like Barron and told doctors to give him treatments because he didn't want to take changes, making it sound like he didn't need the treatments. He says the treatment was very effective because he felt like Superman the next morning. 9:25 p.m., Trump warns about the damage Biden's cruel and inhumane lockdowns will cause. And he says Biden called him xenophobic when he rightly enacted the China travel ban. Trump says Biden has no clue except to lock up and throw away the keys and let rioters and looters run wild. He says peaceful protesters are burning down things and doing things people have never seen before, all in cities and states run by Democrats. Trump says Republican-run cities are run very well. 9:20 p.m., crowd chanting 4 more years, and Trump says the election is a choice between the American dream and a socialist nightmare after playing a video about how Biden will ruin the suburbs. 9:15 p.m., Trump says this election is about economic survival for Omaha. He says this isn't Biden's agenda and mocks Biden for being gonzo. Trump says we can't play games with Biden. Trump says Biden is just a vehicle for the radical left's extreme agenda. Trump says Biden will be there for 4 weeks before Kamala Harris takes over. He says she can't be the first woman president. He says the radical left want to destroy suburbs and cripple police departments. 9:13 p.m., Trump reminds voters Biden has spent 47 years outsourcing jobs, opening borders, and sacrificing American blood and treasure in ridiculous wars in countries you've never even heard of. Trump says Americans elected an outsider in 2016 who finally put America first. 9:10 p.m., Trump says he wants normal life and next year will be the greatest economic year ever. He talks about the Super V recovery. Trump says Biden has been hiding because the Biden family business partner revealed information about Biden's corrupt and illicit deals while he was vice president. He says this was happening at the same time Biden was letting China steal America's jobs and plunder America's wealth. 9:08 p.m., Trump says hello, Omaha, and immediately says hello, Iowa right after. He says he'll be back in Iowa soon. Trump says he has to win both Nebraska because it is cut. He says the election is a choice between a Trump recovery and Biden depression. He says some bad news came out about Biden that voters will find out about tomorrow. Trump says Biden is the first man he has seen campaign by saying he will raise taxes. Trump promises to cut middle-class taxes. Trump says a lot of things are going on and says his poll numbers are going through the roof. He says Florida and Nebraska are looking great. He says in theory he really didn't have to be here, but it's nice to be with friends. 9:07 p.m., raucous ovation as always from the superfans. That's a lot of people, Trump says. That's incredible. 9:05 p.m., rally about to get started as Trump tries to defend an electoral vote in Nebraska in addition to neighboring Iowa. 8:50 p.m., Trump has arrived in Nebraska. 8:30 p.m., Trump expected to deliver remarks at his third and final rally of the day at the top of the hour. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem stumping for Messrs. Trump and Bacon right next to Iowa. Dem challenger hoping for another blue dot in Nebraska rips Trump rally. What's on many people's minds today in Wisconsin and Nebraska after Badgers phenom QB Mertz ruled out for 3 weeks along with two other QBs on the depth chart? Will the game even be played?